This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. A group of Cal Poly students have created an artificial limb to help amputees surf. It's part of a project aimed at helping wounded soldiers return to everyday life. Recently, in Morro Bay, those students and a veteran put the prototype to the test, and KCBX News intern Michael Barros was there.
Veteran Kyle Kelly sorts through several rubber discs of various sizes. The discs provide different levels of ankle flexibility while on a surfboard.
So, you know, typically when you put to a squat position on a board, my heel comes up, whereas ideally I'd want to have my feet flat on the board at all times.
In 2007, Kelly's lower right leg was injured in combat in Iraq. Kelly says for many years he struggled with pain and multiple surgeries. In 2015, he and his orthopedic surgeon made the choice to amputate his lower right leg.
Ultimately, I went with that decision, and it was, as crazy as it sounds, it was probably one of the better decisions I've ever made.
Kelly joined Operation Surf shortly after his amputation surgery in 2016. Operation Surf is a Central Coast organization. It hosts week-long, all-expenses-paid surfing trips for wounded veterans and active duty members. The program is intended to help relieve war trauma. Kelly says it was the first time he'd ever been on a surfboard.
I grew up out in the sticks in Texas, and I'd never even thought about surfing. Why not? I'm willing to, you know, give it a shot, try it out. And ultimately, it was a life-changing experience, not just with the surfing, but with the people that I've been able to connect with.
Kelly says in addition to learning to surf, he met his fiance doing it. Now he volunteers for the program. But he needed a stronger prosthetic to surf better.
Well, I'm Jim Widman. I'm a mechanical engineering professor at Cal Poly, and I advise the team this year.
Widman says his students problem solve around 18 projects a year, and most of them are aimed at helping veterans. Students have created prosthetics that help amputees cook, hitch trailers, and even walk on sandy beaches with their families. Operation Surf approached Widman to help Kelly.
It's a great project because this particular problem exists, and there is no solution on the market for it. So it really gives our students an opportunity to start with a blank sheet of paper and go through a whole creative process and come up with the solutions.
Caroline Swanson is one of the students on the team. She said she had no prior experience with prosthetics, but she spent months watching surfing videos to understand how the ankle moves on the board.
The biggest challenges probably are inexperience with prosthetics. None of us had worked on any sort of prosthetic before, so just doing a lot of background research in the beginning, and that's kind of how the class is set up.
As Kelly walks out of the water, Swanson notices that the artificial foot had fallen off. She thinks that their use of a certain type of glue may have created a weak point in the prosthetic.
I think going forward, that's definitely something that can be improved upon and looked into more.
Kelly says, although the length of the foot needs to be adjusted, he was excited about the prosthetic.
The ankle movement is ideal. There are other things that we can adjust, but the ankle movement is spot on.
Widman says he will probably assign more students to work on this surfing project next year.
Because it gives them an opportunity to practice the skills they've been learning for the last 3 or 4 years and then actually go solve a real problem and see the hardware in action and in many cases change people's lives.
And Kelly says right now he's focused on marrying his fiance who he met through the program and surfing when he has the time. Reporting for KCBX News in Morro Bay, I'm Michael Barros.